Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. The Mishnah considers the question of how one calibrates his measuring tools for taking tithes. That is to say, we said when it comes to taking Truma Gedola, one should actually estimate it. But when it comes to taking Maaser Rishon, it should be exactly 10%, and the Trumos Maaser are 10% of that, etc. So how does one go about doing it in practice? So just think it through for a second. Let's, for argument's sake, say you're harvesting figs. So throughout the summer season, the figs will you know, become more and more dried out, let's say, and are less and less succulent and large, each fig on average, as the summer progresses and there's less water in the ground. So how would they do it? They would fill a basket of figs, and then they would count how many figs there are in the basket. And for argument's sake, if there were 80 figs in the basket, they would say, okay, good. So if I'm giving my solution, for example, for every basket I have, I will allocate 8 figs. And that way, at the end of the harvest, if they end up with 5 baskets of figs, how will they give the right amount of Maaser? So if they have to figure out a tenth of 5 baskets, what they'll do is they'll say, okay, so it's 5 baskets times 8 figs per basket is a tenth, meaning 40 figs total will go. And that'll work, of course, for any number of baskets. The problem is, since over the course of the summer, the average size of the figs will change, one needs to recount from time to time how many figs fit per basket, so one can adjust his calculations. So the question is, how often? So here the Mishnah is going to say that there are 3 times in the course of the harvest one has to reassess how many figs, in this case, fit in each basket. So the Mishnah says, B'shlosha prakim ma'asrim, excuse me, B'shlosha prakim misharin esa kalkala. At 3 different junctures in the course of the harvest season, one has to assess how many figs, for example, fit in a basket. Bibakuros, in the beginning of the season, the first figs of the season. Uvasayafos, the last figs of the season. Uvaemtsakayats, and in the middle of the summer, the middle part of the harvest season. And each time you'll figure out how many, let's say, figs there are per basket, and then make the calculations accordingly. Hamona Meshubach, one who doesn't just say, in my example before, and I said you have 5 baskets, to count, in my example before, count out 40 figs rather than giving, you know, a half a basket as estimate, is better. Mona, to count the number of figs that you're giving, and give 1/10 the number of the total that you estimate there are, that's meshubach, that's praiseworthy, better than simply estimating by eye roughly half a basket. Vamoded, if you're actually going to measure in volume, that's meshubach memenu, that's better than counting, to do an exact volumetric amount of 1/10. Let's say, and v'hashokel, one who uses a scale to weigh and do it by weight, m'shubach m'shloshtan, that's the best way of all, the most precise way of giving your various tithes when you want to do an exact amount, whether it's Maaser Rishon, etc., is to do it by weight. That's ideal, because then you give really, truly, exactly 10% as appropriate.